For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County health officials say the latest COVID-19 numbers are looking good, but there are concerns about a fourth wave and how new virus variants might play a role. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more from Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting.
The latest COVID case numbers are on track to put the county in the orange reopening tier as soon as next week. But Director of Public Health, Dr. Kim Saruhutari, told the board the public still needs to follow health guidelines, like masking and social distancing, as concerns grow that a more contagious West Coast variant of the virus could drive a fourth wave of cases.
There are lots of theories out there about what a fourth wave may look like. Because a lot of our older population has been vaccinated, many think that a fourth wave would occur among our younger populations, and so we might not see the hospitalizations and deaths that we saw with this last wave.
With the new variants, County Public Health Officer Dr. Jeffrey Leung told the board it is even more important for everybody who is qualified to schedule their vaccine appointment.
In other words, the best way to protect grandparents or people who have not been vaccinated, including children, is actually to vaccinate those people around them. So we consider that sort of an insulating or cocooning strategy. And really, vaccination is our best defense in preventing any potential future surges.
Both Riverside and San Bernardino County are following state guidance for the vaccination rollout. They will be opening up eligibility to adults 50 and older on April 1st and for people 16 and older on April 15th. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Cal State San Bernardino received recognition for several of its graduate programs in U.S. News & World Report's latest school rankings. Here again is KVCR's Megan Jamerson with more.
Under the 2022 edition of Best Graduate Schools, its public affairs, public health, and part-time MBA graduate programs were listed. Cal State San Bernardino President Thomas Morales said in a news release that this underscores the hard work and commitment of faculty and staff to provide their students with training to succeed and excel. The university was also ranked the 40th best regional university in the West and the 18th top public regional university of the West. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Riverside City Hall will reopen to the public today for limited contact services in multiple offices, representing the third occasion in a year that the municipal complex has opened its doors following public health-related closures. At 8 a.m. today, the doors opened for general admission at 3900 Main Street. Most facilities were closed to everyone with the exception of staff when the governor's regional coronavirus stay-at-home order took effect in the first week of December. That order was lifted in late January. In addition to the December closure, City Hall was ordered closed two other times last year, the first time on March 13th when a local public health emergency was declared, and the second time on July 10th amid the first major upswing in COVID-19 infections in Riverside County. Wind advisories remain in effect through 3 p.m. today for the Riverside County Valleys and Inland Empire, as well as the Riverside County Mountains, with gusty Santa Ana conditions combining with low humidity levels to create a heightened risk of wildfires. Winds are expected at 15 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts to 45 miles per hour, according to the National Weather Service. The strongest winds in the area are expected near and below the Cajon and San Gorgonio Passes. The Weather Service said the high winds could blow around unsecured objects and make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. Temperatures are expected to be 81 to 87 in the valleys and the Inland Empire, and 65 to 73 in the mountains. Humidity levels will be low, elevating fire dangers. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.